السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. وقد قال الله تعالى وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, respected brothers, we just had a recitation of Surah Yasin, and I mentioned this before, and there is no difficulty or no reason why we should not repeat it over and over, because the Quran Sharif was revealed so that we may read it, understand it, and make amal in our lives, and then propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif was to be recited, understood, make amal, and then propagate the message. And a person will have to repeatedly read the Quran Sharif in his life. In the namaz, he will keep on reading that same Suratul Fatiha. Up till now, we haven't heard of anyone saying that now I got tired of reading Suratul Fatiha, so therefore give some other surah now. Since when this Suratul Fatiha is being recited in the salah? From the time that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informed us and ordered us to recite it, people are reciting, and it will carry on till the day of Qiyamah. Till Qiyamah day it will continue. Now that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that this Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran Sharif. It is the heart of the Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much of virtues he gave for the recitation of Surah Yasin. Now I'm not going into that discussion. We are not discussing all the virtues and the tafsir of Surah Yasin. We have discussed on some other occasion some part of it. But because it was recited now, so it brought to mind again that incident, that dream of one person. The person saw that on the beachfront, Yasin Sharif Surah is there, on the ground. Yasin Sharif Surah is on the ground there, on the sands. And people are coming, Muslims dressed in Islamic garb and all kinds of garb, but they're running and coming, they jump on Surah Yasin and they go the other side. They come, they jump on Surah Yasin, and then they go the other side. Does it need an interpretation? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran Sharif. It's the heart of the Quran Sharif. He said everything has a heart, and the heart of the Quran Sharif is Surah Yasin. So what it means is that we are jumping on the heart of the Quran Sharif. In other words, the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has reached that level and that stage that now the laws and ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are trampled beneath our feet, and it seems to cause no stir in our hearts. Again, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying we cannot go and watch the waves of the ocean, or we cannot go for a swim in the waters of the sea or lake. What I am saying is that this is our condition. Holidays are coming now. So we will be there watching what? All kinds of games that will be played there by naked and semi-naked people, or dressed in complete obscene type of garbs. And there will be lots of other kind of haram and immoral entertainment that will take place there. And who will be flooding it? We, who believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in the day of judgment, we believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Therefore, this surah Yasin, although one of the virtues is that if you recite it over the person that is dying, the person that is in sakrat, if you have to recite it, and it's a virtue, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ease the sakrat of the person, make his death easy. So that does not mean that Surah Yasin was revealed for the dying and for the dead. Surah Yasin ka nuzul isliye nahi hua tha ke marte ho par aur jo mar gaye us par padte raho. Surah Yasin was for the living, jo hayat hai, jo is duniya mein zinda hai. The Musalman who is alive and kicking, it was for him. That read Surah Yasin and see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's waaz, Allah ta'ala gives waaz in Surah Yasin. What waaz can we give? What nasihats can we give? What bayan can we make? And what effect can our bayans really have? Look how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shakes the hearts with the ayat that are in Surah Yasin. If only we read it with understanding. Just take this one ayat. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Just this one ayat is sufficient. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِ Qiyamah day Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will seal the lips. Lips will be sealed. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ Their hands will speak. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ Their feet will give testimony to what they have done. Places that they walked to. Places that they visited. Things that we saw. Our eyes, our ears, our hands, our feet. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will transfer that qudrat of speech which He has given to the tongue. It will be now be transferred to the parts of the body. And they will speak. I've mentioned this on previous occasion, but we have new audience all the time. This is nothing to doubt about. Insan has made his shoestring speak already. The dashboard speaks. The steering wheel speaks. All parts of the motor car body now seem to be speaking. They give direction. They warn you of things ahead. And they give so much of information. Before it was only on the instruments that were there. But now there's a voice also that tells you, you're running low on petrol. Your tire is going flat. There's no water in your radiator. Be careful, you will hit the wall at the back. Everything they seem to say now. Those people who are running the marathon, look at the kinds of shoes that they now wear. The kind of shoes that they wear and the kind of recording that the shoe does. Everything is recorded. At what speed you're running. The only thing they can't say is that after how many more kilometers you'll fall flat on the ground and go into another world. But otherwise it's recording his blood pressure, it's recording his, even his body, how it is functioning. They've got instruments that are recording that whilst the person is running. So when man can come up with such kind of technology, what is it difficult for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to transfer that power of speech which was given to the tongue now to the different parts of the body? What is it difficult? Because the tongue can speak the truth also and can speak a lot of lies also. The tongue speaks truth also and speaks a lot of lies. The tongue can make statements of kufr and the tongue can make statements of iman. The tongue can accept a person as a wife through nikah, and that same tongue through few words of talaq or words of talaq, again the person is gone. The wife is out of the nikah. Just statements, the same tongue. The person can make zikrullah with the tongue. The person can make tilawat of the Quran Sharif with the tongue. The person can make some good speech, nasihat, waaz with that same tongue. The person can give such kind of advices and such kind of counseling that it will bring about reconciliation. If there is a family dispute, husband and wife are fighting, and the same words can create a great division. If the person wants to create division and make matters worse and disunite, then the same speech again will do that. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not allow this tongue to speak lies on the day of Qiyamah. It is a means, so it will be shut off completely. No lies here. Let the parts of the body speak themselves. In the same way, on the ground, when the person is walking, everything is being recorded. Everything is recorded. There again, I explained in, by way of an example, I said that if you have to take the computers, you have to take the tape recorders, you have to take all these type of instruments which are recording, the components that came, from where did they come? All the parts that made up this computer, all the parts that made up these cameras, and all the parts that made up all these tape recorders and everything else, from where did they come? It came from the ground, didn't come from fresh air. Everything is from the ground. Now, if man can take the different parts, iron, steel, this, that, everything, whatever is used, gold, silver, any material that is made of plastic, whatever it may be, it is all from the earth. So when man takes all the different parts and now he makes it into a computer, he makes it into a camera, or the person makes it into a tape recorder, and he starts recording. So if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made that whole earth into a computer and made the whole earth into a recorder, because it is also going to give evidence on the day of Qiyamah. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا لِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. The earth is going to give evidence. So there is another evidence. So what is the doubt? If man, through his technology, can come up with this kind of computers and tape recorders, if Allah Ta'ala makes the whole earth a tape recorder, the whole earth a camera, everything. قَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا لِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. The earth is going to give evidence. So there is another evidence. So what is the doubt? If man, through his technology, can come up with this kind of computers and tape recorders, if Allah Ta'ala makes the whole earth a tape recorder, the whole earth a camera, everything is recorded. Look at the different kinds of cameras that are now placed in strategic places. So what is it if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got that kind of a system? And on the day of Qiyamah, all this will come into action. The hands, the feet, the eyes, the ears, the nose, everything will give evidence. Therefore, Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, one whole night he read, Wamtazul Yawm Ayyuhal Mujrimu. He was shaken up with Wamtazul Yawm Ayyuhal Mujrimu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recited all. Now we recite, it makes nothing, it makes no difference in our lives. Does it make any difference? Day of Qiyamah there will be separation, just by way of explanation. That on the day of Qiyamah there will be a total separation. Wamtazul Yawm Ayyuhal Mujrimu. In this world everybody will benefit. The believers will benefit from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's creation, from Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats, from the sun, from the moon, from the stars, from the waters of the ocean, from the fresh air, from everything, both the believers and the disbelievers will benefit. There's no such thing that here only the believers will benefit from the sunshine. And those who disbelieve, then the sun will not give them warmth. All this solar heating system which is in such vogue at present, that we must harness the heat from the sun and save on electricity. Now, if there was an announcement that only for the believers they will be able to make use of that technology, because they're going to be making use of the heat of the sun, so only the believers will have the advantage of that, and disbelievers will not be having any advantage because they don't believe in Allah Ta'ala. So why must He give them the benefit of His sun? So will anybody in the world remain a disbeliever if we say that the food will only benefit the believers and the ships will only be able to ply if it is the ships of the believers? Otherwise the ocean will freeze. As soon as the ship takes off and belongs to disbeliever, then it will freeze. The waters will freeze. It will become ice and they can't move. So then will any company, shipping company, magnet remain a disbeliever? So in this world, everybody will benefit. The believers will benefit, the disbelievers will benefit from the sun, moon, stars and everything else. But Qiyamat Day, Wamtazul Yawm, Ayyuhal Mujrimun. Finished. Now separate. Believers will go this side into Jannah, disbelievers that side. Ah, great people, pious people, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and these great, great people, the one ayat is to catch them the whole night in recitation. Whole night, just one ayat. On and on and on. One night Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, after Isha Salat, he caught his beard like this and he said, after Isha Salat, Fajr Nawaz is still sitting there. What happened? He said, the Imam recited Surah Zilzal, Idha Zulzilatil Ardu Zilzalaha. Now finish. Whole night is pondering and reflecting over Surah Zilzal. That shake up that will take place. And how the earth will throw out it. And everything, all the details that are there. And then at the end of it, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned that even if it is an atom worth of good, the person will see. Atom worth of evil, the person will see. Ah, these people were great people. But these ayat gripped them. When Allah Wala was sitting and reciting the Quran Sharif, and then he came and mentioned to Hazrat Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayh. He said, kuch der qabl Quran Sharif ki tilawat kar raha tha. Aur falan ayat ke upar jab main pahuncha, so I couldn't control my emotion and myself. I got so gripped that I was hitting the wall on this side and hitting the wall on that side. People had to catch him. What happened to this person? He went off his head or something. But he hadn't gone off his head. He was perfect. It's just that that fear had gripped him that what's going to happen to me on the day of Qiyamah. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. How many times we recited this verse? Did we ever think of our sins? One night after the Isha Salat in Allahabad, when Allah Wala took out his watch like this, and he looked at the watch, and he went on looking and looking and looking until Fajr Salat. I mentioned this incident before also. This is a majlis of Islah, so I repeat whatever will come to my mind, I'll bring it across to you. He looked at his watch. till the morning. What was he looking? Whether it is Swiss made, Chinese made, Japanese made. And he was looking whether it's waterproof or not. And how deep you can go down into the ocean with this watch. And is this German steel or some other steel? This watch, what components it's got? He was looking at the ticking away, ticking away, ticking away of the time. That, hi, another second is gone. Another second gone. Another second gone. A minute gone. An hour gone. 2 hours gone. I'm going closer and closer and closer to my grave. That's what it is. It gripped in that watch. We too look at our watches. But how many in the ummah like us, we look at our watches for what? For haram entertainment. What time will that program start on the television screen? What time will my illicit beloved meet me? What time will that song come on? And what time will that music festival take place? And what time do I have to be there to go and watch all the haram? We watch our watch for these type of things. And the good and the pious and the righteous, they too look at the watch. But their major concern is Fajr Salat. The alarm must be for Fajr Salat. It must not be for 8 o'clock in the morning. In Pakistan, it was written in one list. Somebody said, "Wo subah 8 baje uthte hai, fir dawn akhbar padte hai." Because they get up 8 o'clock, then they read the dawn newspaper. And behind one bus, it was written, "Subah kahan, sham kahan, main hoon musafir, aaram kahan." Subah kahan, sham kahan, main hoon musafir, aaram kahan. A Muslim is a musafir in this world. If he is sitting too, he is on a safar and journey. He is traveling too, he is traveling. His mind is always traveling. That in which way can I be of benefit to the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? In which way can I make amal and make others also come onto the line of action? Practice on the deen, practice on sharia and error, and make the effort amongst others to also bring them onto track. Then he will eat, he will drink, he will do everything like a normal human being does. He's not going to go on to any extremes that he divorces his wife and children and goes away to the jungle or mountain tops. He will be active, he will be in society, but he will live a life which we term as the life of a true believer and an ashik of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He will eat, he will drink, he will marry, he will run his business, he will do everything. But he will realize that that is not the maqsad of his zindagi. In Delhi, in the street corners, and even Bombay and other places, you get the shoeshine boys, and now we even get them in Johannesburg and other places. At the airports also now they go. In Johannesburg airport. So what is the major concern of the person who is a shoeshine boy? Or the person who is shining shoes, then what is his major concern? His major concern is the shoes of the people that are passing by. That is his major concern. His gaze is always on the shoes of the people. If there is somebody that is passing by with an extremely shining shoe, is he going to call him to polish his shoe? So he's always watching the shoes of the people, that what is the condition of the shoes. The moment he sees a little bit of dust or the shine and gloss is gone, then he beckons him, "Come, come. 2 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand, whatever it is. Have your shoe polished and shine." And the best part is that his own shoes are shining. You won't see a person there sitting with his own shoes really, really dirty and is inviting you to shine his shoes. Look at the shoes of those at the Johannesburg Airport. In other words, they are saying that this is what I want Yoshu to become. So now this person, that is his concern. Now whether it's the prime minister that passes there, or the president of the country passes there, or the mufti sahib passes, or a haji sahib that just arrived, he is passing by, or a qari sahib is passing by, or this person is a multimillionaire, or is an ordinary person. This person's concern is the shoes, because he knows that my gain is in the polishing of this person's shoes. Like that, this Musalman, he will eat, he will drink, like that shoe shine chap is going to eat also, he's going to drink also. He can't be starving all the day. And he marries also. He's got other normal activities of life also. But his major concern is that, like that, this Musalman, he will eat, he will drink, he'll marry, he'll upbring his children, he'll run his business. But that's his concern. That in which way can I gain Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rada and pleasure by passing on this deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to others? That is his concern. He knows that that is my maqsad. To practice, to invite towards it, to propagate it, to understand it. So he was watching, he was looking at his watch, and as I said, he sat whole night. And that is what he thought. Watch ticking away, ticking away, ticking away. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam, chupke chupke rafta rafta dam badam. Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam. Like how the ice melts away, like that life is melting away. Rafta rafta dambu. There is no way that we can grip time. This again, in some majlis I mentioned, tonight it seems as if we are bringing in all the different majalis together. I said, get the military of the world, get the military powers of the world, superpowers, bring them all together. Tell them, bring all their helicopters and missiles and warships and fighters, jets, and everything that they can think of. And put all the military of the world, all the soldiers of the world, even if they have to make up one government, if they have to have a coalition, all the governments get together and all the soldiers are now going to fight for this one government. Tell them to arrest 1 second of time. Tell them to arrest 1 second of time. Not even hours, not even days. 1 second, all of you all get together and arrest it. Don't let it move on. See, because we want an extension of life. So if I'm living for so many years, arrest time. Couple hours, couple days, couple years, arrest it. But even if it's 1 second, they all cannot arrest it. What a lesson Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us through this time. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat, wa tawasaw bil haqq, wa tawasaw bil sabr. Time, such an important thing which we are so negligent of. Therefore Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi, in that letter I discussed, that his student asked him for nasihat, and one of the nasihat was this. Alamatu iradillahi ta'ala anil abd. That one of the signs that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has turned away his days of rahmat and mercy from a person. What is the sign of that? That this person, Allah ta'ala's mercy has been turned away from him. Ishtighaluhu bima la yaqeen. When the person engages in that which is layan, useless, futile, something that will have no benefit in this world and benefit in the akhirat, The person is hooked and is caught up and is clued. Hours and hours of television program. What benefit does it give? Watching sports for days and days. And the whole world has become like that now. That one World Cup finishes this side of cricket, then World Cup of soccer will start, then World Cup of rugby will start, then World Cup of something else will start, and tennis will start, and everything. Whole year round they keep you occupied for days and days and days. Life is just running by. And the person feels that he's enjoying life. So the true Muslim will be in this world. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. Wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. Wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. They will be in the world. They will be doing their activities of life. They are running their businesses, doing everything. But they are ba khuda. All the time they are conscious that my Allah is watching. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's azmat, Allah ta'ala's qudrat, Allah ta'ala's power, Allah ta'ala's glory, Allah ta'ala's might, Allah ta'ala's power to shake the ground beneath the feet, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's power to provide rizq from unknown and unexpected sources. So now this person is not going to be negligent of his salat, no matter how busy the shop gets in the month of December, because so-called righteous people also, the greed that engulfs the person. And that zuhul and that forgetfulness and that it is Allah Ta'ala who is providing the rizq. So the person forgets that and his namaz has become neglected. One person actually said, he said, if Allah Ta'ala is sending the customers, what must we do? He said, you all always say Allah Ta'ala is giving rizq. Allah Ta'ala sent the customers. So what must we do? I said, well then read the Quran Sharif. Read the Quran Sharif. Didn't Allah Ta'ala send the fish for the Bani Israel? That one test that came upon them. For those people who were told, one of the ummats, that now you must not fish on Saturday. Bani Israel, the group was told, you mustn't fish on Saturday. That was a test for them. So what they used to do, they used to put their nets on Friday or cast their rods on Friday. And a lot of fish used to come on Saturday. So Allah Ta'ala said, now don't fish on Saturday, but He sent a lot of fish on Saturday. So they put the nets there from Friday night and on Sunday morning they pull it out. And then they say to the rabbis and the priests that we didn't fish on Saturday. We didn't fish on Saturday. Our nets were there on Friday, and we pulled it out on Sunday. So they were playing monkey tricks. So Allah Ta'ala turned them into monkeys and pigs. Metamorphosis took place. So Allah Ta'ala sends sometimes customers as a test. And now He has ordered that namaz time must not be neglected. Namaz must be performed on time. Then that same business Allah Ta'ala sends the customers and is testing that you must not deal with haram. That you must not take interest and give interest. That you must not cheat. That you must not hide any defects in the garment or the articles that you are selling. That there must be honesty and truthfulness. Now are these not all ahkam of that same Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So He is the one that sent the customers, but He is the one that made farz, the namaz of Zuhur and of Asr during business hours. It's not that now namaz is waved off. You can relax and make all together at night, as is so common these days. Some people even say, my father is very pious. My brother is very pious. He makes all his 5 times namaz. But how he makes it, he makes fajr and he goes, and then when he comes after maghrib, then he makes all together. Who are we trying to achieve? So dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe. Wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. I mentioned that once my shaykh, the shaykh Muhammad Akhtar sahab, damat barakatuhu, an alim asked him, he said, Hazrat, aaj kal wuzu ka baqi rakhna bahut mushkil ho raha hai. Isliye ki hamare quwa mazboot nahi rahe. Ya khana peena hamara aisa ho gaya. Hawa nikal jati hai. He said, now it's becoming very difficult to keep our wuzu all the time. Ba-wuzu rehna bahut mushkil ho raha hai. They said, Qiyamah day Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not ask you, did you remain ba-wuzu or not. It's a fazilat, it's a virtue. If you stay in wuzu, alhamdulillah, there's great virtues. But on the day of Qiyamah, you are not going to be asked that did you remain in wuzu or not. Lekin har waqt ba-khuda rehna zaruri hai. Ba wuzu raho ke na raho, har waqt ba khuda raho. Mera Allah mujhe dekh raha. In one majlis of his, just like how these mashayikh, I told you whole night and sometime whole day, the one ayat of the Quran Sharif, in one majlis, for more than 1.5 hours, there was just one shair, one quote, one couplet. جو کرتا ہے تو چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے کوئی دیکھتا ہے تجھے آسمان سے جو کرتا ہے تو چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے کوئی دیکھتا ہے تجھے آسمان سے that's it. Carry on. پھر سناؤ. Now what was that? And the people, they were just cheering. There were some ulama that had come from other places also. And that's all. They're just listening to that much. So what was it? It was to bring that reality and that haqiqat in the heart. We all know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching. So jo karta hai tu chup ke ahle jahan se. When you are hiding, especially when the person is hiding, he doesn't want to be seen by his wife, by his children, by family members, by friends. Person is doing it secretly. Why? Because his outward garb is that like what we have. He is in the masajid. He is in the work of dawat and tabligh. He is in khanqas of some mashayikh and some murshids. Or the person is a haji sahib. Or he's got, mashallah, some nizwat and some taluk with some works of deen. So now he is scared. He is afraid that I must not be seen by people. Committing adultery, committing fornication, and zina karte huye, music sunte huye, television dekhte huye, koi mujhe dekh na le, ya haram kari karte huye, koi mujhe dekh na le, ya chori karte huye, ya bad nazri. Now this person is worried, somebody must not come to know. So he said, this is the couplet which the person, if he keeps in front of him all the time, جو کرتا ہے تو چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے. When you are going to hide and do anything and think that nobody is watching, then somebody is watching you from above. Someone is watching you. And the one who is watching you is all powerful, almighty. He gives a long robe. He gives enough opportunities to make tawbah. But sometimes the tawfiq of tawbah is then taken away. Or sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then just exposes the person's weakness, because he gives him enough opportunity. Make tawbah, come back. Make tawbah, come back. Give it up. But the person takes advantage and thinks that he heard that Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. So therefore, carry on, do whatever you want. Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. That is not the meaning of Ghafoorur Rahim. Ghafoorur Rahim means the person must now not become despaired. He must not despair. He must not lose hope. He must not become despondent. No matter how many times he may have committed sin, but he had a sincere intention of not going back to that sin and accidentally he slipped again. So now don't lose hope and think that how will Allah Ta'ala now forgive. The person got burnt. He got burnt again. He got burnt again. So now use that ointment. Burn all ointment and put it. But that doesn't mean that now purposely you go and burn your hand. The person's car got smashed, he had a panel beater next door, so go and get it repaired. But that doesn't mean now purposely go and keep smashing your car. So Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. No matter who it is and how far he may have gone. But don't lose hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness. He's very, very forgiving, very merciful. یہ کشتی تو ہے ان سے عمر بھر کی کبھی تو دبا لے کبھی وہ دبا لے جو ناکام ہوتا رہے عمر بھر بھی بہرحال کوشش تو عاشق نہ چھوڑے جو ناکام ہوتا رہے عمر بھر بھی، بہرحال کوشش تو عاشق نہ چھوڑے، یہ رشتہ محبت کا قائم ہی رکھے، جو سو بار ٹوٹے تو سو بار جوڑے. رشتہ اور محبت از اللہ تبارک ہوتا ہے. ہاؤ کین اے پرسن بی کوائٹ ہیپی اف اٹ ہیز سنیپڈ؟ ون illicit beloved becomes angry and upset, then this person is prepared to do anything to make her happy. Anything he will do to make her happy. He will go out of their way to make prostitutes happy. This rishta of muhabbat with Allah, who is our benefactor, who has blessed us with our sight, our hearing, our speech, our hands, our feet, our heart, liver and lungs, blessed us with wealth, blessed us with homes, blessed us with cars or modes of transport. And if he becomes angry and displeased with us because of our evil actions and evil deeds, then we're quite happy. We sleep comfortably, we still eat well, drink well, and we laugh and we smile. Whereas we should cry and cry and cry until we make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala happy. And it is only Allah that, irrespective of how far a person goes and how many times he may have slipped, but Allah ta'ala is prepared to accept it. But then sometimes the tawfiq of tawbah is then taken away. The person can't make tawbah after. So you must not allow it to reach that stage. So we had commenced with one ayat of Yasin Sharif, and I stated that this Yasin Sharif is for the living. You must read it over and over, read the meaning, understand, ponder over it, reflect over it. We will find ourselves. The Quran Sharif is a mirror in which we see our reflection. Quran Sharif will tell us where we have gone wrong. How in the mirror, if a person sees, now you can see that this place on my face, there are dimples, this place there's pimples. So you can see it in the mirror. Like that, this person will see that where I'm gone wrong. منہ دیکھ لیا آئینے میں، پر داغ نہ دیکھے سینے میں. منہ دیکھ لیا آئینے میں، پر داغ نہ دیکھے سینے میں. جی ایسا لگایا جینے میں، جی ایسا لگایا جینے میں، مرنے کو مسلمان بھول گئے. جی ایسا لگایا جینے میں. Everything for the world. Make use of the ni'mats and bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Don't give our hearts so much. They say, Mu dekh liya aaine mein. We saw our faces in the mirror. And we saw where there were some scars and marks and spots. Par daagh na dekhe seene mein. But we didn't look into our heart and see that what kind of spots and black marks are there. Anger, greed, malice, pride, arrogance, jealousy, envy, all these spots we didn't see. Ji aisa lagaya jeene mein, marne ko musalma bhool gaye. That a day will come when we have to depart from this world and we will leave behind everything. Nobody has taken anything from this world. Everything will remain behind. Only our actions and our deeds will accompany us. So that is all that is required. It's not that the person must divorce everything. But this time now that we realize that things are moving so fast, that sudden deaths are common feature of sudden deaths. So we have to be ever ready. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال. يا ربنا يا ربنا، ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. My beloved Allah, My Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, Most Forgiving Allah,
most compassionate, most loving. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, ummat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbi Kareem, change the condition of our hearts. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Give us the realization that life in this world is transitory and temporary. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Give us the tawfiq to prepare for the death that is sure to come. Rabbe Kareem, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. Rabbe Kareem, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. We are physically sick and we are spiritually sick. Cures of all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. We know that sometimes physical ailments can be a rahmat and a mercy. But my beloved Allah, we are not in that category. Forgive our sins. But for those whom it is a mercy also, Ya Allah, change the mercy of sickness to the mercy of good health. The mercy of weakness to the mercy of strength. The mercy of poverty to the mercy of good wealth. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their suffering with plentiful of halal rizq. Rabbe Kareem, give us the understanding that rizq was provided by you. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have completed their hajj, make their hajj maqbool, mabroor. Rabbe Kareem, accept the du'as that they made there. And those who haven't returned as yet, return them safely to their families. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Make them sadqa jariya for us. Bless us with the tawfiq of making amal upon your ahkam and the sunnats of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh wa da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Gasht talim ijtimaat ko qubool farma. Masajid madaris khanqao ko qubool farma. Jitne bhi deeni idare hai anjuman hai. Accept all of them. As long as they work within the parameters of Sharia. Rabbe Kareem, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pana. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe, and especially the ummat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open the doors of hidayat, my beloved Allah. Open the doors of maghfirat. Open the floodgates of your mercy. Rabbe Kareem, bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Use us as instruments, my beloved Allah, to propagate your deen. Create in our hearts the same concern that Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for them. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed e karam aaya. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed e karam aaya. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with the goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations, tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes. Students who have written examinations, give them success. Make them assets for our community. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of each and every individual. May Allah, with your fazal, kindness and ihsan, remove the suffering, the pain, the difficulties and hardships. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Somebody has to ask me, what is this you keep raising your hand and beg and beg and beg? I will say, I'm asking Allah from Allah. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yehi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.